Before we get started with today's show, I want to give a little disclaimer about some things you're going to hear during today's episode. This conversation with myself and Corey Thompson, yes, surprise, Corey is back, was recorded prior to Michi Johnson hopping in the transfer portal. So if you hear us talk about Michi and assessing him like he's on the basketball team, that little nugget is why. We're taking a little break from football. The spring game's a couple days from now, but with Corey Thompson with us once again on back-to-back days, I had to pick his brain not only about Ohio State football, but also Ohio State basketball expectations and really what the current state of the program is. Corey Thompson's with us from Ohio State Football with Scarlet and Gray on the YouTube. I'm here, a little basketball talk on a Thursday. You're going to enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Maybe laugh with us as we talk about what's going on with this basketball team.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back for the episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Thursday, April 14th in the year 2022. And today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. You heard it earlier, about a minute ago, that he's here, he's back. You guys love Corey when he's on the show. Whenever I could get time with Corey, because he's a busy man, we got to go two shows because there's so much to talk about. No football talk today. At least that's not the plan. It's all about the basketball, the orange basketball that was so orange. Many of you complained about it during the NCAA tournament. Corey, no tournament talk. Welcome back, man. How you doing?
Well, there's not much to talk about with the tournament with Ohio State's concerned. So, I mean, I'm doing great, bro. It's good to be back.
Yeah, man, no tournament talk, not much to talk about. Kind of a one-and-done situation, not one-and-done one game, but one-and-done one weekend. Corey, this basketball team, the upcoming season, the previous season, so many puzzling thoughts, so many confusing decisions, so many abnormal things going on right now with transfers coming in, transfers going out. Corey Thompson, what do you make of what's going on with the Ohio State basketball team?
I mean, how can you say anything else besides it's stagnant right now? And I, again, I don't have a favorable view of the basketball program and where it's headed at the moment. I want to point this out and preface it. This is in no way a cut on anybody personally. I think Chris Holtman is actually a really great guy. It's just right now I'm not a huge believer in the program and where it's headed right at the moment. And I love to be proven wrong, by the way. I'd love for them to come out, win 30 games next year and go deep in the tournament out of nowhere. I would enjoy it with everybody else and say, yep, I was wrong. Chris, lifetime contract, do it right now. And I will literally go on my show. I'll go on your show, Jay. I'll go on my show and say, I was wrong. And I don't mind admitting that, especially if it's in Buckeye's favor. But right now it's like, it seems like the, what is it? 20 to 23 wins is kind of the ceiling this program has right now. And next year you probably don't have Malachi Branham. I'm going to assume he's not going to think about coming back. EJ's definitely gone. Those are your two best players. Kyle Young being gone is also going to hurt a lot more than I think people realize. And I just don't even know what this team's going to look like next year. I do like the pickup of Tanner Holden. I think he's a nice player. I think he's a scorer that we need. And he's a tall, rangy guard on the perimeter. I'm hoping for a guy like Nigel Pack. I'm hoping. You'll talk about him, I know, because I know you have you told me beforehand you got a special connection there. And again, who's the glue guy next year? Who's the leading scorer next year? Who's the down low presence next year? I mean, Zed Key kind of had an up and down year at best. I'm not sure what to think about that situation. I know we got a center coming in, a 6'11 guy who's going to probably be predominantly a defensive presence in his first freshman year at best. I just don't know how. If you get Nigel Pack and you have Tanner Holden with Sensabaugh and Bruce Thornton and Michi there, you probably have the best guard play overall that you've had since Holtman's been there. And you know, it's a guard-driven league, and they need that. But you can't predict what's going to happen next year right now, man.
No, you can't. You mentioned Malachi Branham. You mentioned Michi Johnson. You mentioned Nigel Pack. We'll talk about him later on.
Sensabaugh, Thornton. Talk about all these guys here. And the one denominator, common connection is Chris Holtmann. And I'm not trying to knock the man. I'm sure he's a I'm sure he's a good father, a husband. Like, I'm sure the man, the human being, Chris Holtmann is a phenomenal human being. But with the occupation that he is at, getting paid millions of dollars every year, something isn't right. And I normally don't feel this way about coaching. I normally I try my best not to go in on coaches. You guys might say, Jay, you kind of ripped Ryan Day last year. Well, it's kind of my job. But I try my best not to rip people too much. I've been hard on Chris Holtmann. One of my friends has even gotten on me for being hard on Chris Holtmann. At the end of the season, they got on my side, which I was like, wait, you're on my side now. This doesn't make any sense. But it does, because Chris Holtmann, I don't know if it's he has been able to raise his level of recruiting enough after leaving Butler. I don't know if he really doesn't understand the grasp, the way that things aren't at this level of college basketball. I don't know if he's not sure how to speed up his own thought process as far as offense. I truly don't know. But they're losing a lot of players. I mean, I think I had a list of nine players that could potentially be gone between graduation, going to the NBA, things of that nature. That's a lot of people, bro. That's a lot of people. And you think about Malachi Branham, and one guy that I think should stay in school. I don't think he's ready for the NBA right now. I think he might get a second contract if he stays in the NBA. But he very well could be somebody that's not ready right now. He gets there and it's just not ready for him. Corey, I don't think he's ready right now. I've seen his ball handling skills. He could score. Like, I'm not worried about scoring ability at college. Are you strong enough to score against guys that are 30 years old? Is your ball handling good enough to where you can score or you can handle the ball against guys that are 30 or 35 years old? Over the next 2 to 3 years, are you going to be able to properly have the schedule your time in your free time to work on your craft and not get distracted by the Instagram or the social media stuff or the ads or what you're doing? Are you mature enough? And most 19-year-olds are not. Like, I personally don't like the one-and-done rule. I wish the NBA would go and say something like college football or the NFL. Got to be out of school for 2 or 3 years before going to the NBA. I think it would drastically improve college basketball product and the NBA product. But I've seen a lot from Malachi Branham. He can score at college. I think you need to mature physically before going to the NBA. Like, Paolo Banchero, 6'10", 250. He has his own question marks about him from Duke, but he is still looking like a man that's physically ready for the NBA. Yeah. Skill-wise, is he? That's something else. But he's physically looking ready. Malachi Branham, I wouldn't say he physically looks there. Ball handling kind of worries me, just like Michi Johnson. I think he should stay in school for one more year. Do you think he should stay in school for one more year?
Yeah, but I understand the want to go chase the money. I get that, but I agree with you. If I were Holtmann, I'd be putting together one heck of an NIL package for him and say, look, you can make $1 million next year here and work on your game and help elevate Ohio State basketball all at the same time. Because I'd be like, remind me, we gave you the platform to shine. Not to say you couldn't have shown, you've been shining somewhere else, but we gave you the platform to shine. We played you like we said we were going to play you. You can come back, work on your game, be a guaranteed lottery pick, and make a $800 to $1 million in NIL deals. So you'll still make money playing ball. And I would be like doing whatever I can to raise every sponsor I could to like, okay, make sure that even if whatever it's legal anyway, I guess. I know there's certain ways they got to go about it, but whatever. In football, it's a wild, wild west, so you might as well do it in basketball as well. But I would love for him back for one. And it's not even just a selfish point. It's a more of a, you could literally be a top five pick. You come back and have a really nice year. If you're averaging 22 points a game next year, you'll be a top five pick. So come back, be the leader, show you can be the man, and yeah, don't do it just for money is what I'm saying. Don't do it just because I have dreams of being in the NBA. Well, yeah, but you might spend 3-4 years in a G League, Why don't you, you'll make money, but you can make money playing at Ohio State and being the guy. So that's how I would try to sell them on that.
Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted better gut health. I also wanted more energy, but ultimately I wanted a supplement that actually tastes great. Now, I've been taking Athletic Greens for a few weeks now, and I love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It has kind of a mild tropical taste. that I actually look forward to each morning. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things wrapped up in one. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/college. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/college to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Corey, I have an idea. Some of you guys might laugh at this. Some of you guys might get mad because you might still be a little hurt about what Quinn Ewers did. But Quinn Ewers, he had a way to get a whole lot of money to go from Ohio State back to Texas. And I don't know if that was planned prior to him even deciding to go to Ohio State. But Chris Holman could find a way to get in touch with Quinn Ewers' people, his dad, and say, hey, sir, I know you're not in Columbus anymore, but could you help me figure out a way to help one of my players stay in school? You guys got a lot of money really quickly, and your son has not done anything at the collegiate level. This guy's done a lot more at the collegiate level than your son. Could you actually help me help this kid make millions of dollars in college so he perfects his craft and matures at this level before going to the NBA? Now, granted, I'm like trying to be a little funny, maybe not doing a good job of it. That probably won't happen because the way I just said it is kind of a joke and kind of a stab at what happened in the situation.
Yeah.
But that's a good way. Like, if you could get it, not just a million, I mean, I know that they have the foundation, whatever it's called at Ohio State, that Cardo Jones and Urban Meyer are part of with NIL stuff. Like, $1 million is great. I think it's enough. It should be enough to get him to stay. But if Chris Holtman could get him to be like, hey, bro, we could get you $1.5 million, a couple million. I mean, all you got to do is just stay to school through February. Like, we're not going anywhere in March. I'm trying my best not to go too hard on this team, but it's honest. Like, stay through March. Like, I know you got to go to class. There's girls here. You want to party. Like, you're going to have a good time. I'll get you a couple $1 million and you go to the NBA. Like, we know you're leaving. We're kind of like EJ. We let EJ do his thing. Kind of get something like that to where you got to kind of concretely say, man, look, you're going to make a whole lot of money. You're going to get the girls, got the parties, have your free time, and you're going to ball in college. These guys couldn't stop you this year. What could they do in year number two if you're the leader of the team?
Yeah, especially another year in the strength program where you get more physically mature and you're just naturally growing anyway. I agree. I'd be selling him on that. It's not selfish to sell him on that either. I mean, like, some people think the coaches, if he wants to go, just need to let him go. I'd say, no, I'm telling you what I think's best for you, and I'll respect your decision one way or another, you know. And if you're a good coach and a good friend, you're going to tell him the truth. Like, right now, I mean, I don't know your game's ready for the NBA, but in another year, it could be more ready if it's not perfected. And you could still make money while you're here. The NIL needs to be put to better use by Ohio State and just in general because of the fact it can be helpful in these situations. Because back in the day before NIL, we could say, oh, man, players got to go make money. I can't blame them for not playing for free. You know, I can't blame them. But you don't have to play for free anymore. So if you're the star of the basketball program, you could definitely get some lucrative deals in Columbus.
Yes. Yes, you can. Corey, I have a little chart here in my notebook. I used it on a show last week. I'm going to use it again and kind of go player by player and don't spend too much time on this. Just give me your assessment of them at Ohio State in their entirety. So just not this last year, but their overall time in the program. Is it a positive or a negative? We'll kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
Leave a couple comments about each you can. First one's a point guard, Michi Johnson. Positive or negative kind of assessment of him at Ohio State so far?
Almost kind of incomplete. He's been injured a lot. I'm not saying he's missed a lot of games or anything, but it seems like his minutes have been limited by injury sometimes. I mean, obviously he had the nose injury this year. Didn't he break a nose this year? We had to wear a mask.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But as far as the play on the court, I can see where it would end up being positive, but right now it's kind of incomplete. Development's kind of stalled a little bit, but I'll say this. I have a positive view of his future. I think he can turn into a really nice player.
I like the spin on that. Positive view of future. I like that. Like I'm trying to go positive or negative. Corey's going incomplete and positive view of future. Just if you guys are here for yesterday's show, Corey, I literally asked Corey, can you give me three players you're looking to watch on defense in the spring game? He broke down four, and then he got me to break my own rule in the meantime. So, Corey, once again, back-to-back shows.
Breaking rules.
His own way. Breaking rules once again. Eugene Brown III, positive or negative or whatever kind of grading scale you want to use.
Just whatever rules, yeah. Okay, I'll stick to your rules now. I'm going to go negative right now.
Why?
He's just inconsistent. There's times where he looks like he should be starting, and there's times it looked like he shouldn't even have shown up. I mean, so there's times where he looks like literally an all Big Ten defender, and other times it's like I don't think he knows how to move his feet, you know, it's or how to switch off or anything. His offensive game is like very vanilla, and his 3-point shot is not consistent. He has the athleticism to get to the basket, but doesn't get there very often. I'm not really in love with his ball handling either. So far, it's negative. I'm going to say for his sake, I hope it's a turnaround. I'll say that for all the players. If I say negative, I'm pulling for a turnaround. I don't want to just like label them forever, you know, just for their time that they've been here so far.
Justice suing, positive or negative?
I'm going to say positive, even though he missed this past year, especially since he's back. It's so big that he's back. I think he's a nice offensive threat. I think he's a guy who can create his own shot. I don't necessarily see like NBA in his future or anything like that. Probably a European player or something along those lines. Probably a nice player there. I thought he was a nice transfer when we got him. A win for Holtman. And I like him when he's playing, but he's got to be healthy. So I'm going to go, but I'm going to go positive because I think having him back is massive for next year. I think it's just under like Branham coming back.
I believe I said I expect him to average 15 to 17 points per game next year. Is that definitely where you are?
Yeah, 15 to 17 type of player. And he's going to have those games where it's going to be like 25, 9. You know, that's where the 17 is going to come from.
Zed Key, positive or negative?
Gosh, slightly negative. Because he's had good moments. He's had moments where you're impressed by him, but he's just not consistent. He seems to wear down as the season goes on. And he's getting better shape. I don't know what happened in the last season. It seemed like every game, everybody was complaining about Zed Key. And I like him. I like the pickup. I think he does some good things, but he's just got to become more consistent. He's got to be the man next year down low, right? He's got to be tough defensively, and he's got to be able to score 8 to 10 points and get 8 to 10 boards. He's got to be almost a double a game with good defense. That's what we need from him, and I just don't know right now.
BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, including this week's Masters Championships, odds, podcasts, and reviews for all the different leagues this season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today, that's betonline.net, or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
That's asking a lot of a guy who is still trying to get his body in shape. I know he gained, mm-hmm. he lost about 10 pounds in the offseason. I think he's down to what, 250 to 255. I thought year number three for Zed Key was going to be the breakout for next year. I still don't see that. Like, people know on the show, like, my projections, I am still very, very hesitant with making statements like that. I still thought last year, a couple years in projection, looking ahead to his junior year, he would have a breakout kind of year. It's coming out party. No. Like, his coming out party might be the Duke game or whatever game it was that he went off earlier in the year. I still don't know if he's going to have the mentality, toughness in his head to, one, get in the best shape he can be going into next year, then number two, to do it consistently. Like, these are things I'm questioning about Zed Key, but granted, he's 18, 19 years old, so things can change literally overnight. We saw with DeJuan Jones in year number three. In football, we could hopefully see that with Zed Key. I got another one for you. This kid did not – so you can't say positive or negative about Kalen Etzler. He's redshirted this year. Do you think he'll be in the rotation this year?
He's going to get bigger for sure. He was rail thin when he got here, but I do like his European style game.
Yeah.
I like that stretch four he can kind of play. What I liked about him in high school is he could make shots on goofy angles like a Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, just like that, the angle made no freaking sense, but he made it, you know. Plus, he's actually, I think, deceptively athletic going to the hole. So I would like to see him break out a little bit and see where his attitude is. But yeah, he needs to get bigger. He needs to get stronger. I mean, I get it. Chet Holmgren, people can point to him and be like, well, he was a rail thin. Yeah, I was like, Chet was a little advanced when he got to college. So I think Chet's going to get broken in half in the NBA, but still, it's like, whatever. I think the only exception to the rail thin thing was Kevin Durant, because he can score from anywhere on the floor. But I like his game. I just don't know if it's going to be good enough for the physicality of the Big Ten.
And then I got another one. This is kind of another one kind of with Etzler and with Branham, a kind of a question I ask. Etzler, we don't know. Branham, should he stay? Do you think Seth Towns will come back, will stay at Ohio State for one more year?
I'm predicting he leaves. I don't know that for sure. I haven't heard anything. I think the Seth Towns experiment's kind of tired with people, because they were so excited when he got here, and he's just been riddled with injury. And that's not his fault. I'm not trying to knock the kid. But again, it gets to be like you're hopeful, because he's like one of the top transfers in the country coming out of Harvard. I think it was Harvard, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, he's a bright kid and you know he can play, but you just got to get, you got to have availability. And I know I'm kind of contradicting myself with the Justice Suing thing, but Suing played a full year, you know. So I don't know. I think he's going to be gone, but I'd like to have him back. But I mean, maybe he leaves and you get another roster spot and you give it to a Nigel, what's his name again? I apologize.
Pack. Nigel Pack.
Pack. I was about to say Flack for some reason. Nigel Pack. I don't know what the roster numbers are like right this second, but I mean, if you can make room for a guy like Nigel, I'd say, I'm sorry, Seth.
You know, with Nigel Pack, and I know people on here have heard me talk about things about Indiana high school basketball players. There's numerous ones that are really, really good. I know there was an Akron player, Ali, who's from the state of Indiana, who committed to Butler, and former Ohio State coach Thad Matta got him out the transfer portal. And I said earlier, I'm going to keep on saying it, Chris Holtman needs to snag top-tier talent, elite talent out of the portal, or you're going to have another year like it is this year. 20 wins out in the first weekend of the tournament, and it's the same dance over and over again. But a good way to not have that is to change your entire outlook at the point guard position. If you go from a C.J. Walker a couple of years to a Jamari Wheeler, a transfer, and neither one of them are scorers, they're going to give you at most 8-9 points per game in a season. That's not what you want. If you want a lead guard in college basketball, you probably want the guy to score at least 10 points a game, and be more of an efficient scorer and be able to have a decent jump shot. I mean, consistent jump shot. Nigel Pack could change things drastically, and it's a good way to get Malachi Branham. If you're trying to say, hey, Holtman, if Holtman's trying to get Branham to stay in school, well, how about you bring in a point guard that allows Branham to get open and allow him to get easier shots? Malachi Branham had to work for a lot of shots this year. I mean, absolutely work. Because outside of E.J. Liddell, there was no other real threat on the court to score the basketball.
You have Michi, they play Johnson, different spots.
Yeah. And this is not a knock on Michi. Not a knock on Jamari. Your point guards half the time are standing in the corner because that's just the play. Yeah. You got to figure out ways to change things up. And Nigel Pack can score. He can create. I think he shoots 40% from three. I saw the kid play in high school. Here's another crazy thing about this, Corey. He played with a guy in Dre Davis who went to Louisville, and then he would play with a guy in high school. These are all teammates, and Jake LaRavia was at Wake Forest this past year, just declared for the NBA draft. Those three were on the same high school basketball team together. They only lost three games their senior year. They lost to their rival. They played to the rival three times, lost all three times, and they got knocked out of the first second game of the high school tournament. That team was supposed to win the state championship. It's just they're the best team in the state. Literally was 10 miles away from them. And so Nigel Pack's one of those guys. What's that?
It is what it is.
It's crazy. But Nigel Pack's one of those guys that can change your trajectory, not only of this current team, but looking in the future. If you can bring that guy out of the portal and say, well, this is a different philosophy for a point guard than I normally have. My team's going to be a little bit different than what I normally have. It could change your recruiting for immediate high school guys. guys coming out of the portal saying, hey, he got Nigel Pack. Nigel Pack went from scoring X to this, shooting 40% from three to 45% from three, having a 4 assists a game to 7 assists a game. Like, if you could take that guy out of the portal and make him a whole lot better, man, think about it. Like, you're competing with Purdue, and Purdue has a lot of success, but Jaden Ivey's more of a two than a point guard. So, like, if you're trying to say Nigel Pack's more Jaden Ivey, they're not the same player. But Nigel Pack's more of your true point guard that you want in college basketball that can lead you to victories and to deep tournament runs. He's a difference maker. He's a game changer. And he is the kind of guy that Ohio State needs on their roster to make a shifting in their philosophy that desperately needs to happen if they want to get out of this stagnant period they're currently in.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that I'm in a group chat with a bunch of basketball, Ohio State basketball fans, and they're all freaking out. Just they want Nigel Pack badly. By the way, I'm going to say this. So when I do basketball on our program coming up in the fall, I'm bringing you on because Johnny and Shane don't like to talk basketball. So I need somebody to talk basketball with. So
I'm an Indiana. Oh, that's weird because Shane likes basketball. I know he coaches a little bit and he plays a little bit.
Doesn't follow Indiana, Ohio State basketball that much.
I'm an Indiana kid, so maybe the Indiana basketball was in my blood. They can't get it out.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's probably what it is. I mean, I like watching Ohio State basketball, but you're good at it. I don't like to come on by myself and talk. I want to talk to somebody about it. So,
yeah.
I'll have to get you on the show when we talk basketball.
Just let me know. Will do, man. I'm available. Nigel Pack's a guy that I would love to have. I still think Chris Holtman desperately needs to. Yeah. You got to bring in a big man. Like, you got to bring in, you either got to bring in a five or a four and a point guard. Like,
and can he be taller than 6'7"? Yeah.
If you got to redshirt some of these freshmen to say, guys, look, like, it's not your time. So be it. Like, they can live. They can live. Matt Painter gets guys to do it when they come onto campus. Chris Holtman can do the same thing in Columbus.
I wish we can get a 7'3 German kid like Matt Painter seems to find every year.
See, that'd be – but could Chris Holtman develop him? That's the thing there, Corey.
Well, they just hired Jack Owens that was with Purdue for 9 years who worked with the bigs. And maybe it's symbolizing a change in trajectory for Holtman a little bit and what he wants to do differently on offense. So it's possible. I was excited to hear that he worked with guys like Caleb Swanigan and things like that. And recruited the bigs for Purdue. And Purdue fans, from what I understand, said he was actually a pretty good recruiter. So maybe that's Holtman saying, I'm sick of being undersized. I need to get some size that's actually, you know, relevant down low. I mean, imagine if Kyle Young were 7'1". You know, I mean,
oh my gosh.
He would have been dangerous.
He's playing overseas basketball. If Kyle Young's 7'1", he's playing overseas basketball, taking his youngster, his newborn, and his girlfriend or wife. I don't know if they're married. And they're going to Germany or Switzerland. Some are playing overseas basketball because Kyle Young could do that at 7'1". Yeah. Kind of hard at 6'8 with his current skill set.
Yeah, I agree. I think if he wants to be a coach, you take him as a GA immediately and say, hey, let's get him under the wing and get him in the Ohio State program. And he could easily be a head coach someday. I could absolutely see that.
What changes? I want to close with this, Corey. What changes, and say as many as you want, just know we're on limited time. What changes do you think Chris Holtman needs to make this team better?
Offense has got to get creative. I mean, it's frustrating watching other teams run actual sets, and offensively, I swear it's just a guard running the clock and then making a move for us sometimes. I don't understand it. We also have to, I don't know how, but find a way to get mentally tougher. Because there's so many times it's like 20-point lead 5 minutes ago. I was like, I'm still not confident. I don't think this team's going to hang on to the lead. And I understand basketball is a game of runs. I get all that. But 20 points within like 5 to 6 minutes should be somewhat safe. I don't see our teams are – I mean, it's not to say they never can stop a run, but they don't seem to respond well when the other team pushes. And it's been a common theme with Holtman's team. So I don't know what it's got to be, but it's got to be something – I don't know how you do to coach that. I don't know. Some teams have it, some teams don't. But we gotta be better against other teams' runs, and we gotta have more offensive flow. I can't even. Sometimes I'm like, I talk to Kyle Lamb, who actually knows basketball very well and understands offensive sets, and he'll talk to me. He goes, Corey, I can't even figure out what we're trying to do. It doesn't make any sense what we're doing. Defensively, the team's got to get back to early Holtman years where it was actually pretty stingy defensively. I don't know. It's been like last year, I mean, the last couple of years, it seems like our team is up and down and complete. And as far as results oriented, we got to see with Holtmann. We have to get out of the first weekend. That's all I'm asking of him. Sweet 16, man. If you don't go any further than that, fine. But you've got to start showing this program is trajecting upward rather than just flatlining and staying stagnant. Because honestly, I can't. What's the point of hiring? We got to give him 4 more years to build a program. It's like, guys, people are doing it. When St. Peter just went to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, I mean, why can't we do this?
Do you think that if he doesn't get out of the first weekend, he wouldn't? Let me change this. What will cause him to not get an extension?
I think he doesn't win 20 games. Obviously, no Big Ten title, no Big Ten tourney run, and either we miss the tournament or we don't get out of the first weekend. I think if he's not going to get the extension, I don't know if he gets fired for sure, but I think his seat becomes extremely warm, and then there's a talk with the boosters.
You know what's weird? I think before the season, people are talking about how Ohio State, I think it was maybe Chris Holtmann who said this. I heard someone say Ohio State basketball is a national brand. And I kind of try to bite into that because my Buckeye basketball knowledge is very minimal. I've covered the team, so it's a little bit different with me watching the games and stuff like that now, but very, very minimal when it comes to the history of things like that. But if you're going to tell me you're a national brand, national brands go to Sweet 16, Elite Eights. National brands are brands where they look at your symbol, the symbol on Corey's hat if you're watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They think about the basketball, not the football. Now, granted, it's hard when you had a school like Ohio State when you see the symbol to think about the basketball, not the football. The football brand speaks for itself. But if you're going to be a national brand, which I think that might be the goal for Holtmann and Ohio State, second-round exits, first-round exits in the tournament, NCAA tournament, it's unacceptable. It's extremely unacceptable. You might be able to go to AAU tournaments and high school games and state high school tournaments and get guys and say, oh, it's Chris Holtmann from Ohio State. But I still think a lot of people, they don't know who Chris Holtmann is. They look at that symbol on his, on his quarter zip, on his hat. They think football, not basketball. Now, it's not his fault. Not his fault at all.
He probably enjoys that a little bit, to be honest with you.
But it can still be a basketball-football combination, especially during basketball season, during the tournament. You know, I think that there's some things that he can do to change that, to make him more of a national brand now immediately over the next few months and going into the season. But a good way to change that, get out of the first weekend of the tournament. Sweet 16s, Elite Eights consistently, people will truly think you are a force, you are a team that nobody wants to play during that time. Corey, back-to-back days. You got Corey Thompson on the show. We'll get him back on down the road. And over the summer, I have some plans for the summer that I'm sure you will love. But Corey Thompson, in the meantime, let everyone know where they can follow you on Twitter and then also where they can catch your show on the YouTube as well.
At Scarlet Great CT on Twitter, one word. I enjoy talking with Buckeye fans. I said it right this time instead of messing up like yesterday. And also, Ohio State Football with Scarlet and Great on YouTube. Check us out. If you like, please subscribe and like the videos. Anything that helps the channel. And as always, man, keep listening to Jay.
And guys, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. It's always fun when I can talk football, basketball, whatever with Corey. Also, absolutely, if you're new to the show, the podcast, the YouTube channel, this is not normal. We're having guests every single day of the week. Normally it's solo, but due to the nature of this week, and I know how much you guys care about the spring game, wanted to kind of spice things up, change things up a little bit, and get some added voices, some added opinions to add to the flavor of the show. Guys, on this Thursday, we're out of here. One more day of shows. Well, one more show, and then it's the spring game. I'll be there. I hope you're there. If you want to follow me on Twitter, do that. DM me. We'll try to meet up. You know, people love pictures, so Corey will take pictures with them. I'm going to be there in the shoe having a good old time. I hope you are as well. In the meantime, I hope this basketball conversation does not ruin your day, but hopefully brings hope to you Buckeye basketball fans and what we might see in the fall.